But it's, something I wanted to point out, because as we study for these things, we watch different videos and listen to different podcasts and all this stuff. And I wanted to point out, because we've made such a big fuss over the correct translation, the correct Bible, being the King James, and it's going to be pretty quick, but I just wanted to point a couple things out. So in the NIV, the NIV is probably the worst translation.
It's so awful.
Heck, I can't even say that because, goodness gracious, there are so many
modern version,
absurd versions. But the NIV in Isaiah 14:12 says, "How you have fallen from heaven, morning star, son of the dawn. You have been cast down to the earth, you who once laid low the nations."
What did you say that was? 14?
Isaiah 14:12. So, that is talking about Lucifer being cast out of heaven, and the NIV is calling him Morning Star.
Read that again.
"How you have fallen from heaven, Morning Star, son of the dawn. You have been cast down to the earth, you who once laid low the nations."
So when you're doing this comparison, I would recommend to pull up KJV and NIV right next to each other so you can go back and forth and look.
Yep. But I'm focused on Morning Star right now. And where the NIV has Morning Star and where the KJV has Morning Star and where ESV has Morning Star, all that. So the NIV is the only one of these three versions that has Morning Star in that verse, in the verse that's talking about Lucifer, Satan, the devil, being cast from heaven. Now, in Revelation, the NIV also has Morning Star. And it's Revelation 22:16. "I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright morning star." So the NIV says the morning star is both the devil and Jesus. How does that work?
That's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge problem. That's Satan wiggling his way into the word to steal God's glory.
Trying to get his glory, yep. All right, so KJV, Revelations 22:16. "I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star." That, I mean, nowhere in the KJV does it reference morning star being Lucifer. The ESV, Revelation 22:16, "I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you about these things for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star." So, I mean, if the NIV is saying that Lucifer is the same as Jesus, he has the same name as Jesus, it's glorifying Lucifer. That's the devil putting his handiwork in the version of the NIV.
He's mimicking Jesus, and what a slap in the face.
Right.
And that people are actually reading that.
And preachers are utilizing that.
Oh, so frustrating.
All right. So, the name Lucifer is used one time in those three versions. It's not in the NIV, and it's not in the ESV. The name Lucifer is only in the KJV, Isaiah 14:12. Would you look at that? What was it the NIV said in Isaiah 14:12? How you have fallen from heaven, morning star, son of the dawn. You have been cast down to earth, you who once laid low the nations. It's calling Lucifer morning star. So in the KJV, Isaiah 14:12, it says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? It doesn't say morning star. It says son of the morning. Not the same. And it calls him Lucifer. The NIV calls him morning star, just as Jesus calls himself morning star in Revelation. Now, I didn't go through and write down all these scriptures, but devil, the word devil, appears in the NIV 33 times, the ESV 34 times, and the KJV almost double at 61 times.
That's not insignificant.
Y'all need to pay attention to what you're reading.
Changed or removed. And why do you think that is?
Because the devil is writing all these versions through man. Let's pray.
Oh, there's one more thing I wanted to point out, because this just popped into my head when you were talking about Satan trying to take God's glory, and he's just mimicking God. That's what he's doing. He's trying to wiggle himself in to be worshipped, and we blindly worship him in church and we don't even know it.
Yeah.
And what a slap in the face. Yeah. But
these churches blindly slap God in the face.
They do.
Because they don't pay attention to what they're reading.
Yeah. So if you go to blueletterbible.org, or you can go to BibleGateway.com, I believe. BibleGateway.com. Do a word search and put in "get behind thee, Satan." And do that in KJV. There are three times that comes up in Scripture. In Matthew, in Mark, and in Luke. Okay? So, Matthew, Mark, and Luke are very similar books. Stories.
Yeah.
Yes, perceived by different people. So, that makes sense that Matthew, Mark, and Luke are going to have those three, and that's where it's in the Bible. If I switch over from KJV to NIV and hit search. Zero. No hits. Doesn't even register.
Yep.
So if you read one of those verses, I'll just read one so you can see what it's talking about whenever it says that. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. That is a huge verse. What do you think that verse is doing to Satan? God's word overpowers anything that has to do with Satan. That is a direct order from God to Satan. That is huge. And that is not in NIV. It's not in other versions that have been created by man. And I say created because they are created. Because they're not inspired word of God.
No,
they are
not
created. I'm going to pull up NIV and read that. That was Luke 4:8. I just read a pretty lengthy verse, right? This is what Luke 4:8 says in NIV. Jesus answered, it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Period. That's what the NIV says. No, get thee behind me, Satan. Just, it is written, worship the Lord your God. Let's go back and read KJV again. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan. That is a huge verse ordering Satan behind Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only thou shalt thou serve. Like, if you think that's a minor discrepancy and it's okay to leave that out, we got some problems. You got to reevaluate, because if that's not in your Bible, you're not reading the right version.
That's true. Pay attention to what you're looking at.
Okay, go ahead and pray. I'm sorry.
All right. Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for this time that we got to study your word. We pray that it lands on hearts and we accomplish what you have set out for us to accomplish. We love you and we praise you in all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.